I'm Ashley.
I'm Brooke. And this is our first teacher story episode.
Whoop, whoop, teacher stories. Whoop, whoop. And in case you forgot, we're Teachers Who Talk Crime
Podcast. Hey, guys.
Hey.
We thought we would switch it up a little bit since it's Thanksgiving break and we have enough teacher stories that we want to bring you our first teacher story episode.
Yes. And we know you guys have been waiting for this, and wait no further because the day is today.
Yeah. So you're going to hear some different sayings. You're going to hear some different star things, people, items, whatever's. Yep.
The stores.
And you're going to hear some new little disclaimer intro / music stuff.
Yeah. So we're hoping that this teacher story episode will spark the rest of our teacher listeners to send in those stories so we could do them more.
That would be awesome because I was cracking up reading some of these stories.
Yes. And it's Thanksgiving break, so we didn't want to just leave you high and dry.
Yeah.
You know, so we wanted to give you something to hold you over till next Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump into what would normally be our star student segment, but Ashley, you want to tell them?
you want me to do the new jingle?
You want to do the new jingle? Yeah. New jingle. Hit him with that new jingle.
Okay. The new jingle jangle. Okay. Here it goes. It goes a little something like this. Teacher, you're so cool. Nope, I gotta do it again. Hold up. I got too hype. Okay. I got it. You got this, Brand. Teacher, you're so cool. You're the reason that they come to school. Star teacher.
Yeah. Crowd goes wild. So Ashley and I each picked a teacher from Instagram. They might not follow us, they might follow, we don't really know, but someone that, like, we see their page a lot, and this teacher is constantly inspiring other teachers with, like, creative fun ideas. This teacher either inspired us, or we've seen a lot of the stuff that they create, or we've had contact with them, so different things like that. And we hope that you guys go give them a follow. They don't even know that we're, like, picking them.
Nope.
And yeah, so these are our star teachers. I mean, Ashley both picked one each.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is That Mama Teacher Life.
Okay.
She is juggling mama and teacher life. She's a fifth year blended pre-K teacher, a wife, a mom of both a girl and boy. She creates things on TPT, and she also has a YouTube channel. Oh, so man. Go give her a follow. We will have her page posted on our story as our star teacher number one.
Hey, star teacher. And the teacher that I selected for our first, well, the second star teacher is Lessons with Coffee, because it's necessary.
It is.
It's necessary. Lessons with Coffee is a mom and a wife first, period. Okay. She's unapologetic, period. Okay. She's a public multi-age classroom teacher. What you think I'm going to say?
Period.
And she's from St. Paul. Oh, gosh. This is a basic fact that I know that person. MN is Minnesota.
Sure.
Miss Minnesota.
Yep. Sounds
yep,
right.
Yep. She's from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm wrong, I don't know all the things. So I don't know who said that teachers needed to know all the things, but I don't know all the things.
Yeah.
And also, I teach reading, just to put that out there. I teach reading, like reading comprehension. I don't do the social studies, so I don't know where things are. Just letting y'all know out there, listening. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are star teachers this week.
Oh, we'll definitely have to put them in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. We'll link them. Yeah. 100%. Just kind of switching things up. And so we're going to not really banter as much up front because we will be telling some stories from our own classrooms as we mix and mingle into these teacher stories that were submitted by listeners. So we're going to get into it. Sit down. Shut up. The stories are about to begin.
Ahora. When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on.
I'm still very mad at Ashley. I'm still so mad at Ashley with the fact that she had to play that music before we recorded this because she's never seen Saved by the Bell.
I haven't. I mean, I've heard a screech, you know.
And Slater? And Kelly Kapowski?
Sure.
Lisa?
Yeah, I heard of all of them too. Absolutely. Not.
I mean, what did you do before you went to school in the mornings? Because that's what I did.
I was asleep.
I watched Saved by the Bell.
I watched
the inside of my... While I ate cereal.
I watched the inside of my eyelids.
Well.
And usually woke up late for school, so...
I loved Saved by the Bell. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. We do not own the rights to that music, clearly. And I just wanted to say that before we got sued because we have no money. So please don't sue us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we're going to jump into story number one. Names and places have been changed. So we are protecting those that teach the youth of America.
Because we need to be saved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So this listener sent in a story that she says best describes this school year. This is their story. Quote, "We have special areas at the end of the day, music, art, etc. Every afternoon before this time, the kids pack up, wipe their desk, and flip their chairs. Today, as they were finishing up, one of my kids noticed that the chair was falling off of their desk. Instead of trying to stop it, the child dropped to the fetal position, covered their head, and just let it happen. I don't know about y'all, but I feel like that's the way this school year has been. We couldn't stop it, so we just covered our heads, sat in the fetal position, and just let it happen."
Period.
I feel like accurate.
I mean, that was a great first one to come out the gate, I will have to say. I wonder what grade they teach.
I don't know. But, like, my chairs won't stay on our desk. And they often, like, when I leave school, if my bag hits a chair and it hits the floor, I'm like, that sounds like a tomorrow problem. Sorry about it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You see,
not putting that back up.
All of our chairs have wheels, so we're not putting them up anywhere. So they stay on the ground all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. We have a really, really mean night custodian, and I'm not being dramatic. This man he hates life.
Dang.
And he has scolded me many a times because my chairs were not put on my desk. I'm like, sir, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Sir, we all got jobs to do, and that's not one of mine, respectfully.
So I made my end of the day class is the one that puts my chairs on the tables. I mean, the desk. I'm like, if y'all don't put them up, then nothing gets done.
And also, would you like to show me in my job description where it says I need to put said desk on said table?
Yeah.
I'm like lately I'm like the queen of like, here's the thing. I'm doing a lot of work. I'm tired. Yeah. If it is out of my job description, best believe I'm sending you back an email saying, based on my job description, this ain't something I need to be doing. So unless I will be compensated for doing said work, don't ask me to do it. Periodico. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. I mean, like she said, the fetal position sounds very comforting at this point in time.
Oh, absolutely. I fetal position every night when I go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm just like, hold me, Ashley. And Ashley's like,
My new fiance.
Hey.
My new fiance still likes to build this like pillow wall between us. And he came to bed late the other night, and I guess I had my leg on one of his wall pillows.
I'm crying.
And he went literally dead sleep, and all I hear is, nope, not tonight. And he pushed my leg off. So fetal position it is.
Yep, that's fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to hold yourself.
Yeah. at this day and age, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That was a good one. I liked it.
It was. It was a good little start.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me jump into mine. Hold on. Pull up my thing. Scroll down a little bit. Okay. All right. So another listener sent in a story about things you never thought you would hear while being a teacher. Oh, my gosh. When I tell you I got the funniest story to go with this one.
Oh, Lord.
But we aren't surprised when we do. She said the following happened in her classroom. I teach third grade. Same girl, same. Yes.
Yeah.
And we're working on a story about Aladdin. In the story, Aladdin's mom tried to arrange a marriage with the Sultan's daughter. I asked my kiddos how they felt about their parents, if their parents chose their future husband or wife. One boy, who is super cute and considered the athletic boy in class, looks at me and goes, "Well, as long as she's cute, can clean and cook, I would be good."
What a third grade answer.
I asked him, "What if she was mean to you?" And he said, "Well, if she's cute, can clean and cook, I think I would still be good."
Facts, man. Facts. Facts. Let me tell you, that sounds like an eighth grade answer too.
Honestly.
Like.
Like, who's facilitating this? Like, that you still need to cook and clean. We are so much more.
I mean, this ring is doing some crazy things to me because I cooked tonight and I've just been extra sweet and I don't even know. I don't even know who this is he's marrying.
Clearly it's you, girl.
Yeah.
Clearly it's you. It's so funny. These stories are hilarious because last year, my last year third graders, shout out to them. Boo, 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 boo. I miss them so much. Every time they come and visit me, I'm just like, please, I miss you.
Yes.
But last year we were reading Peter Pan. And it was, we were talking about, you know, Peter Pan, they have the Indians and all that stuff. So I'm reading the story and going over kind of recapping the chapters we had read already. And I'm going over and I'm like, okay, so Peter Pan, the pirates were fighting the Indians and da 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 da. And one little boy in my class, he's like, "What about the lesbians?" And I, like, literally, like, cocked my head to the side and was like, "The what?" And he was like, "The lesbians. What about the lesbians?" And all the kids are, like, looking at each other. And I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to fix this. Because
I didn't know lesbians were in Peter Pan.
And then someone was just like, "The Indians." And he was like, "Oh." Like.
The pirates were fighting the lesbians. My money's on the lesbians.
But, like, the conviction in his voice, he was like, "What about the lesbians?" And I was just like, huh?
Like,
and I have a TikTok because I was recording for something. I have no idea why I was recording. And I have this, like, one of my TikToks. So if you go to my TikTok at Branny, that's Brant with three Y's and an underscore.
Don't forget the underscore.
Period. If you scroll back, I don't know what date it was, but it's from last school year. You can see it because my face was literally like,
what?
Huh?
Huh? Yeah.
Crazy town. Crazy town, USA.
Well, I had my group from last year as well, and I lived in China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lived in China for a while to understand the culture and
get away from America.
Yeah, and I was also there when they passed the new law that, like, the one-child policy got abolished. Like, I was there then. Okay?
I didn't even know that was abolished. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was part of history, man.
Speaking of fun fact, we just reached 8 billion on our population today. So, there's that.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I wonder who got put in charge to count that.
Yeah, not I.
No. Mm-mm. Just a big clipboard with tally marks.
Too many tally marks that I would...
So we're discussing something and my kids are talking about Peppa Pig.
Oh, gosh.
And Peppa Pig gets brought up and I was like, hey, guys, you know, like this is last year. I was like, fun fact. I was like, Peppa Pig is banned in China because Peppa Pig defies her parents. Like she's rude to her parents on an episode or something.
And
like
her friends.
Yeah, she's Peppa Pig is ruthless.
She's a savage.
And I'm like, yeah, she's a brat. So I'm like, I was like, it's banned in China because it is a sign of rebellion against the government. So they banned it. And I was like, because the government is communism, like they can do this kind of thing. They can control like what can be streamed, what can be seen on the internet, what, you know, what you can post on the Chinese social media and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm, like, telling my class this. They're like, wow, like, we didn't know that. Like, that's really cool to know, like, Peppa Pig's not allowed in another country.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one girl. Her hand shut up. She goes, Miss Dozier, China is not communism. I said, what? Huh?
Poor kid. What? Okay.
I'm really confused right now. She was like, yeah, they're socialism. And I was like, I don't agree with you. I was like, and that's okay. I was like, and that is okay. I was like, because I was kind of there and like I was scared to do anything and post anything. And like I had to hack the internet just to get on Pinterest. And
hack the internet. You're a hacker, Brooke.
Like, well, I mean, I just had a VPN.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you say like, you couldn't like Google something or they blocked it or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there was a guy that passed away in prison and it was a big uproar because he had cancer and he passed away in prison and the government would not allow him to go get cancer treatments.
Wow.
And so we tested out this theory. I don't know what he did to get there. Mm. It was something against the government. Mm. And my friend Meg and I, we texted his name to each other. And sat right beside each other, and they never came through to our phones.
That's like you so couldn't even
text about him.
How like, they're just
a like, lot of the Chinese, a lot of my Chinese friends had never even didn't even know about Tiananmen Square and like what happened there.
Really?
Yes.
That's kind of creepy how they like have control over that though. Like how you can just like literally prevent text messages from going through. Like that's kind of wild.
It is wild, and it's crazy to think about because we do live in the States, but I just thought it was crazy how, like, she was so confident with the fact that she's like, China's not communism. What are you talking about? Like, you're the crazy one. Huh? I immediately texted their history teacher, and I was like, what are you learning about? She goes, that's funny because we're literally learning about the Asian culture right now.
That's wild. That's bizarre. Yeah. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they say the dangdest things, man.
They always do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so our third teacher story had me literally rolling, and she actually sent in two, and I'm just sure that she has more because, I mean, well, like, you'll see her stories are just hysterical. So her first story that she sent in went something like this. It was my first week of teaching at a nonprofit organization, and I put in my notes, like, pause right here because I'd never even heard of that.
I've heard of nonprofits because me and my boo thing is actually rewatching Insecure because Insecure is my favorite show on the planet. Because,
never heard of that either.
So I can't hear. I can't know Saved by the Bell, but you can't know Insecure.
Okay, so we both have homework tonight.
Yeah,
so,
we do. Ooh. Insecure is literally like people tell me when I had my short haircut that I reminded them of Issa Rae so much, and I literally am her imaginary best friend because I love her. So Issa, if you happen to listen to our podcast, love you, girl. Apparently our vibes are the same and you're my best friend in my mind. So that's fun. But anyway, so she works for a nonprofit called We Got Y'all. And their goal was to like go to schools and like underfunded schools and help kids with like different things. Like the episode that we were watching is they're at this high school and they're doing like a bunch of different testing preps, like LSATs and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But they also have tutoring groups and things like that.
So the school itself is not a nonprofit.
No, the company hires the nonprofit program.
Okay, mm-hmm. That makes way more sense. Yeah. I read it, and that could be me misreading. I read it as literally like the school itself was a nonprofit, mm-hmm, and I was like, mm-hmm, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So she said, it was my first week of teaching at a nonprofit organization, and I was so young and excited to work with children in my early 20s. I was with the elementary grades pre-K to third grade and found myself juggling two different rooms. I was helping a young girl about 5 to 6 years old when I was called to supervise a room with at least 7 boys from 6 to 8 years old. After a few minutes and a switch with another aide, I returned back to my original student, the girl. Only, she wasn't there.
Oh.
Trying not to panic, I did a quick sweep of the room and could not find her. I went to the front office only a few steps away and asked if she had gone to the bathroom with an aide or had been picked up. Nope. As tears started to fill my eyes, my stomach sank. I remembered back to my own little ones and imagined where they'd be. I stopped, took a peek under the biggest table in the room, and there she was. Holding her hand over her mouth, trying to stop laughing. Surprisingly, I did not quit after that. It was such a fear that turned my blood cold and made me want to throw up.
Oh, 100%, 100%. When we go on field trips, when I tell you, I have lists in my phone, every single transition, I'm like, so-and-so, so-and-so. Like, I'm not going to be the teacher who leaves a kid. Like, it's not going to be me. No.
I lost a kid last year.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Oh, no. Like, literally, we still had, like, COVID protocols last year as far as, like, lunchroom, like, how we did the lunchroom. So, mm-hmm. they went in, got their trays, and they ate in the classroom. Like, they went back and came back, and we all ate in the classroom. Well, it was like a beautiful day. It's one of my smaller classes, and I had a kid who was like brilliant, but he was on, I mean, he is on the spectrum, but I mean, you, I mean, like, he's a brilliant kid. Anyways, he was part of my lunch class. He knew the drill. However, on this particular day, I was like, oh gosh, it's beautiful outside. Let's go outside and eat. And they loved to do that. Mm-hmm. So we go through the cafeteria line and we head towards the doors, and we're just going to like loop around the building to like the little picnic area. We get out front and everyone's talking and we're all sitting there talking. Like, I was really close with this class and we're just all talking. And somebody goes, huh, where is so-and-so? I went, oh my God, we lost him. And I like freaked out, did not know where he was, went back to the cafeteria, checked the front office, looked in the boy, like got somebody to look in the boys' bathrooms. Mm-hmm. I was like freaking out. I did not know where this kid had gone because I didn't know him well enough at the time to be like, you know, what he was capable of. I didn't know if he was a runner. I didn't know like what he would do. He was sitting in my classroom alone, just eating his lunch. Just eating his lunch.
Just like not having a care of the world either. Just like not even putting it like together that he's supposed to be with a group. And it's just like, yo, this cheese sandwich is bussing.
Yeah. Literally. I don't think it even registered that like people were not in the room with him.
Oh, just chilling. Baby.
And I freaked out, so he's freaking out. Now we're both freaking out, and he's like up to that moment, like, what did I do wrong?
And it's just like, baby, you didn't do nothing wrong. It's just, I was worried about you.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I did lose a kid.
That's okay.
It was terrifying.
That's all right.
Yeah.
In the words of Hannah Montana, nobody's perfect. I got to work it again and again till I get it right.
Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yes, everybody has those days.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was one of them. So her second story was just as wild, and it went like this. This one took place last year, 2021, with my fourth graders. I usually teach music, but last year I was blessed with the opportunity to teach the fourth grade for 2 months. I always take a day or two to give my class a lesson in the history of rock and roll. It's really a day where we listen to classic music and I won't have to grade papers. Everything was going beautifully. Then we reached music by Elvis. I showed a few songs and one of my students asked, Miss Nikki, is Elf alive? I thought, Elf? Like Will Ferrell? Of course they meant Elvis. How do I even begin to explain to a class of 30 fourth graders? I began with, well, no, he's not. He made a few bad decisions in life, and he's no longer with us. Pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. One of my mature kids raises his hand and says, actually, he was an alcoholic and a drug addict, right, Miss Nikki? Dang. Everyone broke out in a frenzy and asked what all of that meant. Then one of my sweet, darling little girls raised her hand and said, Miss Nikki, my dad is an alcoholic. That's why I don't live with him anymore. I mean, he's trying to get better, but sometimes it's not enough. Thank God for the mandated mask, but my eyes said it all. I couldn't believe what I heard, but luckily it seemed as though I was the only one who heard her say it. There was a long silence until I finally said, okay, let's look at the next artist. Please let it be someone normal. Not my proudest moment, but they definitely live on in memory.
Oh my gosh. Like, the conversations, man.
Yeah.
The conversations.
Well, have you seen those memes? And it's like, if you don't want your child's teacher to know something, then don't tell your kindergartner.
100%. Like, it's even so I play the instrumental, like, the violin versions of, like, popular songs because I can't have my classroom quiet or else I will literally, like, twitch. And it's just so funny because the other day, what version came on? Under the Influence by Chris Brown, which is, like, my favorite song of all time. You know that song?
No.
Okay, so it goes a little bit like this. You don't know what you did to me. You might be like... So, you know, it's really sexual. But, okay. But it's, you know, again, it's literally a violin. There are no words. And, like, unless you know the song, you don't you shouldn't be singing it. So I'm, you know, at my desk, you know, in my brain, just singing the song because, you know, it's my jam. And I hear one of my girls in the classroom, like, singing lowly to it. And I look at her, and she looks at me, and I said, what do you know about this song? And she just smiled at me and went back to work. She's in the third grade.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Like,
oh my Lord.
What you know about Chris Brown and that Robitussin girl, okay? You should not be knowing that. You need to know your school works, your ABCs, and your 1 through 3s. Thank you.
Yup. I just, like, I mean, you teach younger kids, so it is different for us. But, like, my thing is like, honesty is the best policy. And, like, I'm very honest with my kids. And, I mean, like, because my life is on social media, like, anything they ask me, I might as well tell the truth because they could just find me on social media and figure it out.
Yeah, and they'd be like, you're a liar. And then you break the trust.
You do curse. You do drink. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, at 4 o'clock when I'm not a teacher anymore.
Period.
And like, I'll answer their questions truthfully, but only enough truth where they need to go and let their adult figure out the rest.
Oh, 100%.
And I say that because I have been asked like certain questions. So when I was teaching seventh grade, there was a male teacher right beside me, and we all taught the same kids. So he texts me and he was like, hey, I really feel uncomfortable with this situation. I sent these two girls to ask you what they just asked me because I don't feel comfortable answering this question. Mm-hmm. And it's very harmless in their minds. They don't realize what they're saying, blah, blah, blah. They're seventh graders. And I was like, okay. And in right when I said, okay, like, these two girls walk in and they go, Miss Dozier, Mr. Z wanted us to ask you what orgasm meant.
Oh, no.
And I said, mm-mm. And with a straight face, I didn't miss a beat. I said, well, it's something that happens to a woman and a male when they have sex. And I left it at that. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
So at lunch, I asked him, I'm like, what in the world happened in your classroom that made these girls ask this question? And he said that the girls were eating hot Cheetos. And one of the girls looked at the other one and said, stop eating them so fast or you're going to get an orgasm.
What word did she mean?
She meant ulcer.
I'm crying.
And he went, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they were like, what? And like, they did not know what they had said. I mean, you could see it on their face. They were not like being like, they genuinely just like misspoke. They did not know what they said. And then they asked him, and obviously it's two female students, and he was like, I'm not answering that question.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm.
But then I go and tell a female coworker, like, how I responded, and she went, uh-uh, you should have been like, it's the thing that women are supposed to have. I was like, facts.
Okay, and then you would have had all the parents like, what do you mean? You told my child she's supposed to have an orgasm.
Yeah. So, oh like, gosh. I said exactly what it is, but I did not go into detail. And that's left up to the adult and how the adult wants to handle it.
100%.
Okay.
That's so funny because when I was remote teaching fifth grade, I had to teach all subjects, which y'all know Brantisha does not do the social studies. Brantisha does not do the science. Brantisha does definitely not do the math. So we were learning something in science with organisms. And my fear... like, my downright fear when I was teaching this was that I wouldn't say organism, that I would say orgasm. So I would, like, literally go over and I was like, the organism. Like, I was just, like, practicing, like, the word orgasm is not coming out of my mouth.
Yeah. Because, but then you overthink it so much that it was probably,
I'm crying.
So, but. Yeah. That's my take on that teacher story.
Yep, that's your sexual education lesson of Teachers Are Talk Crime podcast.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This story is from One Tire TA. And shout out to this listener because they also sent in two case suggestions, which we are also always looking for. So if you guys have suggestions, remember, we do focus our cases on like adolescents and young adults, typically not over what age, Brooke? Like, do we not go over?
Like 22. We haven't done a case over 22 years old.
Yeah, so we keep it like on the youth so we can kind of, you know, relate it to our experiences and things of that nature. So just if you have any cases that you want us to do, send them to us.
Yes.
So I was honestly like, wow, when I read this email, because the Tire TA has only been teaching for a month. and already has stories to share. Like, if that doesn't tell you something,
child,
I'm not sure what will.
Yep.
And this is their story. I work with students from behavioral health issue backgrounds, which our school specifically works on. So my kiddos are much more wild than the average student. I've seen them go to 0 to 100 immediately in my brain. See, she said, I've seen them go from 0 to 100 like their Rihanna song, Shut Up and Drive. But initially, I thought of 0 to 100 real quick.
Mm. Oh, see, I liked the Shut Up and Drive. That was really cute.
Shut Up and Drive. Shout out to Rihanna because mm-hmm. she's coming out with new music.
Yes.
Yes, and it's fire. Anyways, I have a few favorites. Let me call the kid LJ just to make their story easier. Now, LJ's every third word may be, pardon my French, fuck or shit. But the kid loves learning. The classroom was super loud and he looks at me and goes, Miss, can I do my math in the tree?
I literally thought it was a metaphor when I was reading this.
Can I do a math in a tree? oh, gosh. And I shit you not, I take him out for his break. And this little 3'5" child is climbing an effing tree to do some math work. But he insisted I write him new questions since his worksheet was above his level, according to him. But this child was chilling in the tree like it was a beanbag chair. Not gonna lie, I was jealous because that looked fun.
Let me tell you, if my kids said they wanted to go do math in a tree, I'd be load up, we're going to the tree.
Load it up, let's go to the tree.
Yeah,
like, but just like when I imagine it, like I figured like maybe the school had some type of like
treehouse.
Yes, but if he's just chilling in a tree.
Yeah. What would admin, like I can only imagine what my admin would do if they came outside. I'm sitting below a tree on the roots and they look up and like a kid's in a tree.
And first of all,
doing math work with a clipboard and a pencil.
They're probably like, that's so innovative way to just take on the child's wants. And combine it with their learning.
I'll be like, no, I just wasn't listening to him cuss like a sailor anymore.
They would be like, this ghost dies for you, baby.
I literally, like, I just picture this. Like, she just being like, want to go do your math work in a tree? And he's like, yes.
I'm crying. But, like, also, trees are hard to climb. Like, sometimes I'll look and be like, dang, I wish I could climb that tree. It takes a lot of upper body strength that I do not have.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah, I used to climb trees all the time. I have a scar on my stomach from it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
The tire TA also sent us this comment from a student they once got. One of my other students told me I had to have been a mom if I was a teacher. And another told me I was the whitest person she has ever met since my face can go from tomato red due to stress. I'm sorry.
Like, okay. I think this is funny, and I am interrupting Ashley's story. I think it's so funny because my eighth graders, who are black, literally go, like, I'll call them out when they start blushing, and I'm not even joking. Every single student that I call out for blushing looks me dead in the eye and goes, black people can't blush. That's their reaction. Every time I say that, I'm like, what do you call what's happening to your face?
I mean, I'm confused. It don't turn red.
It don't turn red, but, like, they're still blushing, and it's visible.
But it's not.
It is. It is.
But it's not. Like, when you blush, like, I feel like you're considering the facial expression rather than the face color change, if you will.
Okay, so their argument, like, I don't know. I'm just always, like, every year it happens. And I'm like, but you're blushing. And they're like, no, black people can't blush.
It's funny because I always be like, oh, my God, I'm blushing. But now that I think about it, like, I'm really not.
I'm really not.
I'm still chocolatey brown. Oh, let me finish this. One of my boys told me I must ruin fun professionally since I always shut down them blasting a song about genitals.
What? Keep in mind, this teacher teaches fourth grade.
Like, here's the thing. When I used to work in the inner cities of Wilmington, okay, I taught fifth graders. And one thing that you cannot, like, be like, they're in fourth grade. They're...
Don't matter.
It does not matter. Okay? It when I tell you some of the things I would say, I'd be like, I don't even say things like that. Mm-hmm. I had the funniest story when I was working there. So my kids, I was teaching fifth grade at the time. And I was picking them up from special. And I heard a kid calling another kid like a douche in the line. And I, at this point, I'm like fed up. I'm like, why are we calling people douches? Like, what's going on here? So I looked the kid dead in the face. I said, you know what? I'm going to do you a solid. I'm going to make you a promise right here, right now. He said, what's up? I said, if you can spell the word douche, I will let you say it for the rest of the school year. He said, bet. Ah. And all the kids are like, all right, man, all right. And they all dapping him up, right? So I'm standing there and I'm just like, uh-huh. So I'm like, all right, go ahead, rock it, get it, you got it. He goes, D-O-S. I said, no, thank you. Mm-mm, no more. I don't ever want to hear it again, okay? And he was like, you know what, you're right, Miss Brandt. And that was it.
Yep. You're right, yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. You got me on that one. You got me good. Yep.
And what I loved about teaching there is that you can be real with them on that level, and they'd be like, you know, you're right. Like, they would clown me, and I would come back right back and clown them and be like, oh, that was a good one.
Like, yeah.
Like, that's what I miss most, because, like, I was able to be, like, 100% real with them because, you know, we understood each other.
I can do that. Like, I call them my worst class, but, like, I can joke with them and, you know, whatever. And they were making fun of a girl today about her extensions. Mm-hmm. And I was like, y'all. In the student's black, and obviously I'm white, and they're making fun of her extensions, and they're like, you have extensions, you have weave, you have extensions, blah blah blah. I said, guys, I have extensions. What? Oh my god, Miss Doshna, she has extensions. Oh my god. And I was like, hold the phone, because up to this moment right now, y'all all thought I had beautiful hair, and now your opinion's changed because I told you it's fake. I said, I'm confused. Man, Doja, what if you get in a fight? Will it get pulled out?
I'm crying.
And I said, and they were, can you pull your real hair? So I started pulling my real hair. Can you pull your extension out? Let's see what it does. I started pulling my extensions. I was like, guys, they're beaded, sewn into my hair. Mm-hmm. So then I lifted up my top layer and I showed them, and they lost it. Lost their minds. Yep. Instant regret doing that. Lost it. But you know what? She sat down feeling more confident.
Mm-hmm. As she should. Sometimes you gotta do it like that. It's so funny.
Her hair looked great.
Mm-hmm. Rock that hair.
Absolutely
girl.
Beautiful. But and then literally, I was looking at the kid making fun of her. He's a boy and he has like twists in his hair and whatnot. He has twist in his hair, and his hair ain't that long. So what did he get added to his hair? Mm. Technically, weave. Extensions, right?
Weave. He's unbelievable.
And I'm like, you. Yes. Yes. Literally, they wanted to see my tracks and everything. I mean, full hair tutorial in there today.
And speaking of hair, so like last school year, I started off the year with my short haircut, which it's coming back. She's coming back. I am taking this out on Thursday and I'm getting my hair cut on Friday because I'm just tired. I'm tired of trying to be that girl. Okay. I'm just ready to, you know, just be back to Brantisha. So she will have the shortcut coming back on Friday, so be gonna look out on our story. I hope I like it, because I can't really remember if I really enjoy it, but whatever. But so this school year, I started off with, I think I had crochet locks or braids or whatever, I can't remember, but I changed my crochet locks to the hairstyle I currently have. And one of the girls was looking at me and she was like, what happened to your hair? And it was just like, I got it done. She was looking at it. She was like, is that a wig? And I said, no. She looks at me. She goes, my sister said it's a wig. I had her sister last year. I said, well, you can go and tell your sister it's not a wig. And I literally pulled it and I said, you see, it's not coming off my head. It's not a wig. She was like, okay. And then went back to her work.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
But like, it's same thing with clothes, because my kids will hate on Walmart or whatever or this and that, and then I'll literally turn around, I'm like, literally my whole outfit is from that store. It just conveniently it worked out that way. A few weeks ago they were hating on Dirt Cheap. Remember when I took you to Dirt Cheap?
First of all, every time I come to Alabama, I'm going to Dirt Cheap. You feel
yeah.
me?
My whole outfit was from Dirt Cheap and they were hating on it. I was like, hold on. I was like, hey, so-and-so. I was like, you like my outfit today? They're like, ah, that's a drip. That's fire. Whatever. Blah, blah.
That's a drip.
I was like, guess where every single piece of this came from? Dirt Cheap. I said, and until this moment right now, you thought I looked good until I said that. Now your opinion's changed because it came from a search store.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. Go on. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we got a little bit off tangent, but anyway, it's like a teacher, you know? Whatever.
Yeah.
But back to our tired TA. She wanted to conclude this saying, but at the end of the day, they are some of the most fun children I've ever worked with, even if I'm putting in like 10,000 steps a day chasing one of them down. I know that's right. Especially when they say I'm one of their favorite staff members. Although it hasn't happened yet, but I know it will.
Mm, yes.
Precioso. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so this is our last teacher story, and it fits with the whole vibe of Teachers Talk Crime, and that's why I saved this one for last.
Okay.
This story is still creeping out the teacher that sent it in, and this just shows that some moments in our classrooms we will never forget as educators, and there are some students we will also just never forget.
100.
We also can never name our own children certain names because that name has been ruined.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you're a teacher, you know what I mean. So this listener writes the following. This was about 10 years ago, and I was teaching kindergartners. So these kiddos are 5 years old. I had a science table and would set it up with basic science stuff and add seasonal items to it as the school progressed, as the year progressed. On the science table, I had a bug house. It was a small container that had mesh sides for the insects to breathe, and atop had a plastic magnifier, so the kids were able to see the insects closer. During recess, I would allow the kids to bring the bug house outside and capture an insect. We talked about doing this in a very careful and respectful manner. On this specific day, the kids caught a pretty big grasshopper. They were so excited and even named it Hoppy.
Oh.
I went over the rules on how to treat living creatures and that at the end of the day, I would be releasing it. They drew pictures of Hoppy and were so happy. A couple of hours later, I was over on another side of the classroom doing a small group activity when I heard another group of kids screaming. It freaked me out, but I maintained my composure and went over to the upset group of kids. I finally got them to regain composure and they immediately told me how, we will call him Luke, Luke killed the grasshopper. Luke was sitting at a table, coloring, as if nothing happened. I went over to the science table and took a look at the bug house. The grasshopper was indeed deceased, and every single leg was pulled out.
Oh.
I was freaked out. I had to take a few breaths to regulate myself, and then I went over to Luke and asked what happened. He told me that he had used the plastic tweezers from the science center and removed the grasshopper's legs. He said it in such a blasé manner, mm-mm. And while he's telling me this, I have sobbing kindergartners losing their minds. It was chaotic, and I was sick to my stomach. I know it is not age-appropriate to ask a child why they did something, but in this situation, I could not help myself. I asked Luke, "What happened before you did this?" He said, "Nothing." And I asked, "Why did you use the plastic tweezers the way you did?" And he replied, "I ripped his legs off to see if it would scream." Mm-mm. It didn't.
Mm-mm.
And then he continued to color.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
As I was trying to help the others regulate and helped my brain calm down, Luke looks up and says, "Why is everyone crying and yelling at me? Make them stop. They are annoying me." He had no remorse for what he did and didn't understand why his peers were so upset. I had a few other bizarre incidents and reactions from Luke throughout the year. No one at my school really took me seriously and said he was too young to fully understand and he was just a quirky kid. I'm not buying it. 10 years later and I still think of him and wonder what he's up to. I have since moved from the state where this occurred and lost contact. I Google his name every now and then because I'm pretty sure I'll see his name in a news article. I hope that I don't, but I will not be surprised if I do. I truly hope someone finally recognized that this child needs help and he got the help he needed. Maybe I'm wrong, but my gut says otherwise. Yeah.
I need to know where Luke is right now.
I do too. I would be Googling.
I need to know where Luke is right now. Because just the fact that he was just like, I pulled off his legs to see if he would scream. I just picture him looking at her just like blasé and then just literally going back to coloring like nothing. Like, that would freak me out so much.
And the fact that he was like, why is everyone yelling at me? Like, stop. Because it's annoying.
Like, I think we all have encountered a couple of Lukes in our teaching career. I know I have.
Yeah. And that's like what I wrote down. I was like, you know, I would be Googling that too because I've had some and I have one this year. And I mean, like the eyes. It's in the eyes. And it's that same gut instincts. And I mean, like, this story was wild and I don't know how I would have handled it, but this person handled it like a champ. Yeah. But what I'm wondering is like when that took place, and again, this was 10 years ago. So what, 2012? Mm-hmm. Did like what protocols were in place? Like, did you call the parent, have a conference? Did you send a letter home because this is kindergarten? Like, did you move his paperclip? Yeah. Like, what things happened after this? And like, I don't know. And like, I also wrote that if this happened in class in front of peers, what do you think he was doing at home?
100%. Because they always, I mean, granted, this is not an animal.
It is an animal, though.
It's an insect.
Yeah.
But you know that they say that's one of the signs.
I know. I'm one like neighborhood dogs. Ted Bundy and all them were killing neighborhood dogs.
But I would like to say she said she had other Luke stories. Can you please send them to us?
Yes.
I would really need some more Luke. I would really just like to hear more about because that was.
Like, I can just picture him getting up, going to get the tweezers, getting the grasshopper out, and just pluck, like,
But I feel like, first of all, the fact that they even caught a grasshopper, because those things are quick, okay?
Yeah.
So, one, how did you get it? And two, how did you open it and it didn't just hop in your face? You know what I mean? Like, or maybe he was just, like, so traumatized being in, like, a small space. I don't know. I've never been a grasshopper, so I'm not really sure how it felt.
I just felt like that was the perfect one to kind of like end the segment because we do talk about true crime and clearly and Luke was demonstrating signs even in kindergarten.
Oh, 100%. 100. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that was our first teacher story episode. That's super exciting.
I know.
So we're hoping you guys really enjoyed this one and that you send us more so we can do this more often. As always, if you would like to send us your teacher stories, just let us know in like the email if you'd like us to say your name or if not, or if you've already changed names, things like that. Because we, you know, we understand as teachers, we're not supposed to say certain things. So just let us know before, you know, you send it so we are aware. And you can send all of your teacher stories to teacherstalkcrimepodcast@gmail.com. Just make sure you put in the subject line teacher story so we know it's a teacher story.
Thanks guys, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, eat all the turkey because I know I will be.
Yeah,
I didn't have Thanksgiving the past 2 years.
Oh wow.
Last year one of the girls was sick and we were at urgent care because we thought they had COVID. They didn't. And the year before that, the girls were with their dad for Thanksgiving, and I wasn't going to go home.
Without just
for,
them.
You know, I wasn't going to go to New York for Thanksgiving without them. You know what I mean? So, I think I went on a date that night. Solid. Was it Thanksgiving Eve? I think I went on a date, and then I was just in my apartment the next day. So, it was very uneventful. So, I'm looking forward to all the turkey, the stuffing, massive amounts of stuffing.
Yeah, massive. We call it dressing, but yes.
Dressing?
Yeah.
What is it dressing?
The turkey.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah. So let us know in the comments if you call it dressing or stuffing.
Please stay stuffing.
Dressing.
Stuffing.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
See you next week.
Bye.
Happy Turkey Day.
Don't know what that was.
I was trying to be a turkey.
Oh, Lord.
You know they be gobbling?
Yep. That was good.
You know, if the noise would have came out, I think it would have been better. But all right, bye, guys.
Bye.